Morning Brisbane, this is Jet and Dom with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a new assisted reproductive technology bill will allow Queensland Health to impose stronger regulations on providers. Queensland Health will soon be able to inspect the premise of ART providers, impose conditions and suspend or cancel licences. New legislation also includes a 2 million donor conception register, allowing families to have complete access to their donors' genetic origins. These investments, from part of Premier Stephen Miles' 2032 Women and Girls Health Strategy, is worth more than $1 billion. New targeted road safety programs aim to support Queensland road safety projects. The $92 million funding will include improvements to major roads, traffic signals, cyclist and pedestrian lanes. It also features initiatives like Safer Roads Sooner Program and Vulnerable Users Program, targeting the safety concerns for vulnerable road users. The funding comes directly from camera fines collected by the Camera Detected Offence Program. Minister for Transport and Main Roads, Bart Mellish, says Safer Roads Sooner Project will be implemented at locations with high fatal crash rates, emphasising that road safety is everyone's responsibility. In national news, advanced Parkinson's disease patients will now have access to a newly registered device-assisted treatment. Associate Professor Thomas Kimber says the VIALEV is a device-assisted infusion therapy aimed at regulating severe motor fluctuations caused by the disease. Advanced Parkinson's is the second most common neurological disease, with a 17% increase in cases across the past 6 years. With the VIALEV added to the Australian Register of Therapeutic Goods, over 200,000 Australians suffering from Parkinson's will now have access to this treatment.
The Albanese government commits $10 million to the volunteering sector in support of vital community work. Close to 4,000 local organisations have become recipients of the 2023-2024 Volunteer Grants Round. The one-off payments of up to $5,000 can be used to purchase equipment or to reimburse volunteer fuel, transport and training costs. Minister for Social Services Amanda Rishworth highlights how a strong volunteering sector reflects community connection and promotes change. These grants act as a blueprint for the sector's future, supporting our volunteers for the next 10 years. In international news, Kuwait receives a new government headed by Ahmed Abdullah Al-Sabah, as confirmed from a royal decree on Sunday. Formerly, Sheikh Ahmed had been made Prime Minister in April this year. This is the second time in 2024 Kuwait's parliament has been dissolved. The new government has swiftly taken shape following the former one's dissolution on Friday. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with no chance of showers. It is also as cool as everyone who subscribed during April Atonement. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all your